the astronaut finds out, and this is real, that if you needed to, in curved space-time, if you needed to move in the vacuum, you could do so without anything to push off or any kind of accelerant to force you by virtue of Newton's third law. You can just, by twisting your body, by moving your body in the right way, you can actually move from point A to point B in this empty space, as long as it's curved space. Thank you. Now, the other really fascinating implication of general relativity is that falling through a vacuum in curved space-time by stretching and contracting, but not at the same rate. If you stretch at one rate and contract at another rate, you can actually slow your descent and behave like a glider.
Even though there's no atmosphere.
Adventures in curved space-time.